الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هؤلاء من الأهوال مقتحمي يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today is the third of Rajab, and this is the second month of the year, which is known as Ashhur-e-Hurum. Islamic year, the first month Muharram, and then now Rajab, and then the last two months, Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah. These are very, very great months. And Allah Ta'ala make it that we understand the value of these months, that they are in our hearts. Many times we hear Kar Guzari from our Jamaat Saatis, who went to certain remote places, far away places. Sometimes they report that the people there hardly knew it was Ramadan. Or sometimes they say that they knew it was Ramadan, but just like any month, they didn't observe it. So we might think of them whatever we think, but this Ashhur-e-Hurum, which are also so great months, and if we don't even realize that we are in this great month. Today is the third already, and the first Jummah is gone already. And if we don't realize it, there isn't much difference between us and them. As we pity them, we should pity ourselves also. And those of us who know these are those great months, and we don't observe them, like a person knows it's the month of Ramadan, the month of Hajj, and we don't observe it accordingly, how much we should feel sorry for ourselves and rectify and correct ourselves. So these are very great months which have started now, and this is now a great season that has started. We know a student, when the exam time comes, he's, now it's exam, whole fever, everything changes now. His sleeping pattern changes, everything. Now it's exam time. Somebody wants to tell him, let's go and play. He says, now exam time. It's a different time now. A businessman, like a retailer for example, normally in December is a special time. And that time somebody phones him, a very good friend of his, who he never refuses. He says, let's go fishing. He says, now December, he's going fishing now. So this is a season now, to coin it now. So this is also the real season that has come. Allah make it that we look at it like this. And we realize what a great season Allah Ta'ala has given us. What a great opportunity. This is the month of Rajab, which is Ashhur-e-Hurum. Then the great month of Sha'ban. And then Ramadan, the greatest month of the year. Then, so to say, Allah gives us a little breather, inshallah, with all its virtues also. Then 3 months again, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, these are all very great months and great, great value for these months. So Allah make it that it comes in our heart and we look forward to it. Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us and the whole ummah that we look now at a month of musibat now. Ramadan, now we have to keep rozas. We can't eat. Now we have to make tarawih 20 rakats extra. Now we have to get up for seri. But in fact, all these are things of great, great value. You try and tell a businessman that now December is coming, you'll have to be on time at work. And you'll have to see that your stocks, your shelves are full. All your goods are filled up all the time. You'll have to stay even extra hours. Perhaps your lunch also, you just have it to walk in. You'll have to have your lunch. Musibat is coming. He says, what you know what musibat? This is what I'm looking for all the time. This is a special occasion. Allah make it for us as believers that we also take it like this. That is great auspicious month. The months of really coining it. And more than the coining of the Akhirah, the closeness of Allah. And that is such a thing that Allah Ta'ala pours it down during this month. And to become like intimate. And intimate with Allah Ta'ala. A person gets married and now his wife is supposed to come. Now when she's supposed to come, 3 o'clock, supposed to pick her up, going home now. Or 9 o'clock at night, she was supposed to bring her parents. Then the phone comes that they have just put mehndi on her head. And now the mehndi has to dry out everything. What he hopes he's got. And there they put in mehndi. How he'll take it. He's waiting for this occasion. Allah make it that we also take it like this. That this is the month that the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. One of the poems, in a body, Bajaya Aabu Gil, Darde Dil Ho, Darde Dil. Instead of the sand and water with which we are made. Oh Allah, replace that with your love. With your deep rooted love, replace that. So like that, this month of Ramadan and this whole season, not only Ramadan, the greatest night of the year is Laylatul Qadr. The greatest day is Yom-e Arafah, the day of Arafah, that is the greatest day in the whole year. So this whole season, to become close to Allah Ta'ala, Allah who is the creator of all enjoyment, whatever we can think of, all the permissible enjoyment, and all the impermissible, which unfortunately shaitan makes it look more enjoyable to us than even the permissible enjoyment. A person who's got his halal wife, and it is really the greatest enjoyment that you are with your wife, you are intimate with her, all the enjoyment you get. But shaitan makes an illicit affair more enjoyable. It appears like that, shaitan makes it look like that. And when a woman goes out of her home, she might not be at all beautiful, but shaitan, the way he puts a spell over her, that everyone's eyes just go to her. So Allah Ta'ala, who is in charge of everything, at this to get intimate with Allah, there can't be anything more greater than that. And to get the help and nusrat of Allah, we get the help, our Shaykh, rahimahullah, many times mentioned to us, from the teachings of Al-Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, that the fox in the jungle, the fox is a small animal, like a puppy. And it's a very weak animal or very coward animal also. Very frightened animal also. But the lion just has to tell him that you got my support. I'm behind you. Don't worry of anyone. It will go and dare the elephant also. It will dare the cheetah and the tiger also. Because I know the elephant, the lion is behind the king of the jungle. If Allah is behind us, and we have got Allah's help, what we have to fear anyone? And it comes very clearly that if you have the fear of Allah, Allah will remove the fear of everything from your heart. And if the fear of Allah is not there, then the fear of every small thing is in your heart also. Shadows make you frightened. Everything makes you frightened if the fear of Allah is not there. Now you are overtaken with jadu. this one is made jadu, that's jadu. Just have the fear of Allah and you'll have no fear of anyone. So if you have Allah's support, if you get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and there can't be better occasions than this year now. These great occasions have come. The Ashhur-e-Hurum, these are those great, great months. The virtues of them are so great also. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written in Behishti Zewar two narrations. One is that a person who will keep Thursday, Friday and Saturday Roza in Ashhur-e-Hurum, these months Rajab, and then Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. So roughly about 16 weekends we'll get, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He gets the sawab of 700 years of ibadah.
Allah.
3 days Roza and the sawab of 700 years of ibadah. And another riwayat, 2 years. The ibadah of 2 years of the sawab of 2 years of ibadah. Ulama explained this, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their eyes are on the what the greater what Allah. So 700 compared to 2, that Allah's rahmat is unlimited. One time Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned to the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that a person who reads Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ 10 times, Allah built a palace for him in Jannah. So Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case we will build plenty of palaces. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Allah's mercy, kindness, qudrat is more greater than that. How much you will read in your life, 10 times, Surah Ikhlas. And just imagine, no buying of land, no rezoning, no architects, no builders, no nothing, no maintenance. And Allah, just stand back, Allah give us that reality, that yaqeen, and that we do this. So these 3 rozas, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Allah gives 700 years. And another explanation is that Allah's rahmat and mercy, kindness and compassion for the beloved ummah of our beloved Nabi just kept on increasing. So Allah first 2 years, then Allah made it 700 years. Allah on the occasion of Mi'raj, which is also in this month of Rajab, that first Allah made 50 times a day namaz is farz. Then eventually Allah made it 5 times only. But Allah said, "Ma yubaddalu qawlu ladayya wa ma ana bizallamin lil 'abid." My word, my promise won't change. Still I'll give you the sawab of 50 namaz. And I won't do any oppression on you. You now only make 5 namazes, but I'll give you the sawab of 50 namazes. So Allah Ta'ala's rahmat just increases. So this is now the great occasion. Allah make us aware. And during this month, as many rozas as we can keep. And if Allah give us tawfiq, make salatu tasbih also. And especially the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, when the greatest ibadah is reading of the first kalima. What easier way and what more valuable way than making salatu tasbih, in which we read it 300 times. And in namaz we are reading it. And in those valuable days, and like that also Allah give us tawfiq to increase our ibadah. Imam Jassas rahmatullah alayhi in Ahkamul Quran has written that during these days, this Ashhur-e-Hurum, whatever a person will do, it becomes a habit permanently. So whatever we will try and do during these days, whether it is, we are not regular with Takbir-e-Ula, just try during these days. Put it to practice on it, and Allah will make it forever. So the Tahajjud looks out of the, it's not within my means at all for me to get, but just try during these days, and when Allah Ta'ala does something for somebody, you don't even feel it, you don't even realize it. It's just all in the stream, and somebody might tell you, oh, this, but for you it's just like normal. Allah makes it. Allah is the doer. Allah is the giver of strength also. And Allah Ta'ala is the giver of tawfiq also. And when Allah is there, Allah is the acceptor also. As it comes, when Allah opens the doors of du'as for somebody, Allah does not close the doors of acceptance. And what Allah wants to give somebody, Allah gives him the tawfiq of the dua of them. So these are days that are very, very virtuous. Many things we would like to do. We know my anger is not under control. My eyes are not under control. My thoughts are not under control. Just try during these days of Ashhur al-Hurum, and Allah will grant it to us for our whole life. And the earlier we start, the better. Those people who are 20, 25, 40, 30, 40, and we start now, if Allah takes us to 75, 80, 85, we will be so happy. From the age of 20, my tahajjud is tomorrow. I'm making my tahajjud. What? How Lord Shukar? My takbir-e-ula. From the age of 20, I didn't miss my takbir-e-ula. And Allah will make it easy. This is that ready-made condition Allah has presented to us. It is just for us to take advantage of it, inshallah. So the virtues are very, very great, that whatever we will do during these months, they will become habit. And the virtues, and Allah not only multiplies, compounds the reward during the Ashhur-e-Hurum. Allah increases, multiply very, very greatly the rewards. The same we will do out of this month, the reward won't be so great. And we do it in this month, the same. Reading third kalima, for example, reading Durood Sharif, Tawbah Istighfar, Du'as, whatever we do, the reward is so much more greater. And we know it's a common principle which all of us are aware that, and it's a teaching of our deen. When a person makes a niyat of doing a good deed, already Allah writes the sawab. Mm-hmm. When he does the good deed, the minimum, Allah multiplies it by 10. And then according to his intention, sincerity, the quality of the amal, etc., concentration, devotion, up to 700 times, وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And more than that also Allah increases how much he wants to. That is the common principle. And when a person makes niyat of a guna, the guna is not written down. And then when he commits the guna, one guna also only is written. It is not multiplied. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi explains the reason behind this, that Allah is Arhamur Rahimin, most compassionate, most kind, Aleem, Kareem, Ghafoor, Shakur. Allah wants to see every banda, everyone be successful on the day of Qiyamah. And unfortunately, our nature is, our sins are more than our good deeds. So if they were also multiplied, then we should stand no chance. But Allah made for every sin only one sin is written. And for every good deed is multiplied so much. So that on the scale, on the day of Qiyamah, the good deeds will outweigh all the sins easily. So Allah Ta'ala has made it. But ulama have written that in Ashhur-e-Hurum, where the sawabs are increased and multiplied so tremendously. And that is why we should be aware we are in these months. And we should understand the importance, the virtue, the value of these months. The sins in these months, if a person commits sins in this month, which we are in now, the cell phone sins, all the backbiting, our anger, our eyes not under, whatever sin, with the sin is like committing that sin in the haram of Makkah. How terrible to commit the sin there. And not only that, but in the state of a haram. A person commits a sin in the state of a haram while he's in a haram. And in the haram of Makkah. So these months we should take out all our sins. And in there is also Allah's mercy which is hidden. If we remove the sins, Allah will make it the whole year, whole life you'll be freed of sin. And how fortunate is not that person who lives a sinless life. And Allah will make it. Just observe this little bit of these months now. And Allah will free us from all our sins. And not an effort also from our side. When Allah takes over, we don't have to do anything. You take your little 2-year-old, 3, 4, 5-year-old child, you put him in your lap when we're in the driver's seat. And then he comes home and he shouts into his ammi, "I broke." Hey, what did he cry? He was just sitting, you were controlling everything. He hardly knows how he can't reach the pedal. And he doesn't know anything. You were doing everything. He's happy, "I drove." Allah puts us just like that in the driver's seat, in Allah's lap. Allah says, and Allahu Akbar. It comes in the riwayat also, that when a person does something and says, "Only by Allah's tawfiq, Allah, only you gave me the tawfiq." Allah says, "But my bandha, you also did it. You were there, you did it." And when a person says, "I did it," Allah says, "If I did not give you the tawfiq, from where should you know?" So we just ascribe it to Allah. Allah is the doer. The real fa'ile haqiqi is none other but Allah. But Allah gives us all that great reward. So these are those great, great months which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. The first month, Rajab now. And the dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should say that when I take food in my, a morsel of food in my fingers, in my hand, I don't know whether it will reach my mouth, whether mort will come. If I make salam on the one side, I don't know if I'll make salam on the other side. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has no hope of life. At the time of mort and his whole life, his nature was, "Allahumma anta rafiqul ala, you are my great friend, I want to be with you." But for the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban, wa ballighna Ramadan." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is keen to reach the month of Ramadan. And 2 months in advance, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is looking forward and waiting in anticipation of this great month. Allah put that in our hearts also. We appreciate this where we are in now, and we anticipate, and with great passion and feeling, we are waiting for Ramadan. Not when the 29th of Shaaban comes, we hope that the moon will not be sighted. And when the 29th of Ramadan comes, then we hope the moon be sighted. No, but that we want the new, soon, from the 20, a full 30-day month we get. And we spend the whole month properly, in anticipation. A person for, and think of this dunya, little children, sports day, what a waste of time, what wrong things in there, but how they wait for it. They don't sleep that night. They are wearing their tachis from the night already, waiting for the next day. We should be, so to say, be getting ready for Ramadan. Hey, if we have any sense of the value of this, any yaqeen, any building our currency for akhirah and making our akhirah, we should really be looking forward to this great month. We should be enjoying that Allah is giving us 20 rakats extra. And the closest a person is to Allah is in sajda. In other words, the most close and intimate. So Allah in the month of Ramadan gives us 40 such occasions. So we should be looking forward to it and make the sajda also not fast, but with the ease. Consider the imams, consider everyone, but that we make it with a passion and with enjoyment. Not rushing through the Taraweeh, not waiting for the earliest Taraweeh. Not waiting for the fast, going to the fastest salam, where they finish. No, but where we do it nicely, properly, and we get that enjoyment in our salam. In Deoband, Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah, was one of the very great, great Mufti, this long ago. And just a small jamaat of the senior ustads of Deoband, making the Taraweeh, 8-10 people. And he was making the imamah. And when he came to the ayat right at the end now, Yawma Tublas Sarahi, when the day when secrets will be exposed. And he repeated this ayat and repeated it. And great, great ulama, Malana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah, Mufti Mehdi Hassan Sabra, what great, great ulama. Some of them, they started screaming. Others fell down unconscious. Everyone's condition, how it became. And he kept on repeating, they went to make their fresh wudu, came back, and he was still, Yawma Tublas Sarahi. What a Taraweeh that was. And what is our Taraweeh? It is Ya'alamun Ta'alamun. And that's all we hear. We don't hear anything in between. And we don't know what is happening. Allah give us tawfiq that our Taraweeh also, not the earliest Taraweeh, not the fastest Taraweeh, not like it's a burden on us. I must just get off it. And the minute we're back home and the phone is out, now we are fresh. Now all the messages we can go through. Now when this link and that link we went on. And before we know what, it's 12 o'clock already. Allah save us from that, that we appreciate. So it appears that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, give us barakat in the month of Rajab. And the highlight of Rajab is the Miraj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah gave us the greatest gift after Iman. Iman was made for us, what a great gift, but on the surface of this earth. But for namaz, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on Miraj. And what a journey of Miraj. The whole episode of Miraj. And then where Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't go. Where Allah was alone with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave him this great gift of connection to Allah. That whenever any of my bandas want to connect with me, they can connect. They don't have to go through any protocol. They don't have to go through any sifarishi. Somebody to intercede for you. You have to meet the mayor. You have to meet this counselor. You got contact with him. You make arrangement for him. For me, there's even a doctor who's going to charge you his fees properly. But you know, we know somebody got a contact with the doctor. You make my appointment for me. With the lawyer or whoever, Allah said, I'm giving you the gift. Anyone, anytime can make his connection with me. And I'll have my houses on the earth. And they can, and my houses will remain open all the time. In Lataif-e Shatibiyya, a kitab of Imam Shatibi, he has written there that the Suratul Jin, there are many ayats, inna, you can read it anna also. Inna, you can read it anna. Qul uhiya ilayya, annahu istama'a. Innahu istama'a. Like that, the whole surah. But he says all the qurra, the great, great ulama of qiraat are unanimous that the ayat wa anna al-masajida lillah, this cannot be read wa inna al-masajida lillah. All are unanimous, it has to be read wa anna al-masajida wa tazabar, which is a fatha. And according to Arabic grammar or any alphabet that has got a fatha is called maftuh. And then Imam Hamdani rahmatullah alayhi says there is a clear indication in here that the masjid must remain maftuh. When they say you can only read it wa anna al-masajid al-illah, it is maftuh, so all the masajid must remain maftuh. So Allah made it that the masajid must be open. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khansa rahmatullah alayhi used to lament and say, when we have brought dunya in our masajid, the watchers, the chandeliers, all the mic system and all that, now we have to lock our masjid. Only for namaz time we open them. But masajid, these are the focal point of the rahmat. More than anything else, wherever there is places where public interest is, those places are left open. But the public have to go anytime they, it must be open for them. The greatest need is in the masjid. The greatest place of greatest honor. So the masajid should be actually open 24 hours. If we make the masajid abad, there are people here in the masajid, then we don't have to lock, we don't have to have security. We must be the security. We are here in the masajid and we look after the masajid. So the masajid are the places. So Allah has given this great opportunity in this month of Ramadan. Now Allah Ta'ala made it such that whatever need you got, deen, dunya, akhirat, any need, Allah gave us salatul hajj. When there is droughts, Allah gave us salatul istisqa. Whatever need, you have got a problem, you don't know what to do, Allah gave us salatul istikhara. You can make istikhara. Your gunas have become too much, make salatul tawbah. For everything Allah gave us, everything. This is in that month that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So let us see that we become namazis. We make this determination. And in this month, let us start with our namazis properly. 5 times namaz. Let us do it with jamaat. Those who are doing it with the word, making it, like any time we make it at home, because I got a little late, so I'm making it at home. Let us determine, I must make it in the masjid. Allah will give that habit forever. And those who are making it like that, make the niyat of making it with takbir-e-ula. Just make that little effort. Allah's rahmat is
pouring down. We just have to take it now. And Allah will make it.
Whatever need we have got, my namaz is I'm not making with Jamaat. Make it with Jamaat.
Not with Takbir-e-Ula. Make it with Takbir-e-Ula. Saf-e-Ula. And see Allah will let it carry on.
And then let us be conscious of our Qaza namazes.
How fortunate if you will start during this month our Qaza namazes. And Allah will make it easy for us and we'll complete all our Qaza namazes.
Our Qaza sajda-e-tilawat if we have got.
Qaza rozas if we got. Zakat if we have got. Everything let us.
And then let us correct our namazes.
All the outward postures. And then all the concentration and devotion. Try in this month and see Allah's rahmat coming and we will, and our Ramadan will be looking forward and we'll enjoy tremendously. Allahu Akbar. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever it is mentioned that they are alive in their qabrs. It is also mentioned there that they are performing salah. So we performing salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about 1500 years performing salah. So what is it? And qabr's life is enjoyment. That is, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has put qurratul a'ain, that is great enjoyment in my namaz. So if we realize what namaz is, how is it that they're making? Isa alayhi salam for how long? Musa alayhi salam for how long? Nuh alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam. And they're all, we take in namaz is na'uz billah punishment. Okay, and even in our madaris, we actually punish the students with 10 rakats of namaz. You did this wrong with 20 rakats of namaz. Namaz is a, the student really should get happy if we knew what namaz is. That my pet thing, my hobby, what I enjoy, they are telling me to do that. I should be happy about it. Namaz is a thing like that. So in the, why are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam specifically making namaz? What? So there's great enjoyment. Allah make it we get there. Ameen. So this is that month that we should work towards it. Then barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban. Sha'ban, the highlight of Sha'ban, nisful layl means Sha'ban. The middle night of Sha'ban, the 15th night, laylatul bara'a. That night is a great night also. So to say, it is a spiritual path for the great coming of the month of Ramadan. Like mothers commonly will give their little children a bath towards the evening and put their pyjamas on and then warn them also, now don't get dirty again. I gave you your bath, I changed your clothes, I gave you your clean pyjamas, don't get dirty again. Allah, so to say, gave us a spiritual bath for Ramadan. Now don't get dirty with the cell phone again. Don't get dirty with all the other wrong things that we do. Stay pure and go pure into the month of Ramadan. And then see, any person, if Allah give us tawfiq to make say wudu before sleeping, whatever, at least our Isha with Jamaat, properly make some tilawat, read some ayahs of the Quran. Sahaba said, we haven't met an intelligent person who doesn't read the 10 ayats, Alif Lam Mim, Ayatul Kursi and Amin Rasul, the 10 ayats before sleeping. Read this and then see how, no question of insomnia, no question, and then see the beautiful dreams we get and what enjoyment we will get. So like that, we take the path, the spiritual path. Stay clean and then go into the great month of Ramadan. And then وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, oh Allah, let us reach the month of Ramadan. They are great, great special offers. And what are the special offers of this dunya? And whatever they are, they cannot compare. Really, when we read, and we are so many, like awwabin namaz, 12 years ibadat dawa. And if we make our Shaykh rahmatullah in his beautiful way should explain that after faraz of Maghrib, we all made two nafas. Just make two more, six rakats after the faraz. The two rakats will take us 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But you get the reward, the pay of 12 years of ibadah. For us to understand, somebody is getting 20,000 rand a month, his salary.
And the boss tells him that today 5 o'clock I have some work. Just take 3 minutes extra, 5 minutes extra, and I'll give you 12 years salary. Okay? So for 1 year that 20,000 works to 240,000. For 12 years is 3,880,000, almost 4 million rand. If the boss has to tell, we'll think he's bluffing us. Where he's going to give me, it's impossible. He'll have to sell up his business, his home and everything to give me that money. And not every, not one night, every night. Nearly in the akhirat when we will actually see that Allah promises, Shaitan will say, وَوَعَدْتُكَ فَأَخْلَفْتُكَ. And Allah promised you, and Allah's promise was true. We'll see all this, that really we can't kick ourselves in the back, that there we will do it. It comes clearly in the hadith. A person will chew his fingers till his wrist, till his elbows in sorrow, that what opportunities are here. And I was bluffed with this dunya, and I was bluffed with the entertainment and the sport and the filth and dirt of this. What opportunities are here? It will come clear. So Allah, give us that, what is that iman that is required. And then see how it becomes easy. And Allah give us the tawfiq to appreciate this great, great opportunity that we have got now. And we look forward to this occasion. And in that way, we start preparing, keeping roza, our tilawat, our namazas. And we go into Ramadan in such a way that we are looking forward and we are well prepared for Ramadan and we are getting the full benefits of Ramadan. We don't know how many of us will stay till Ramadan. Usually every year we notice just before Ramadan, many people pass away. We don't know who is going to make it. But Allah, give us tawfiq for the month of Ramadan. According to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we make dua. Give us life till Ramadan. So we can, and not for all the savory and not all the other things, but the great enjoyment of the ibadat of Ramadan. And let us really appreciate it accordingly. Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah.